After a drawn-out and bitter fight, Amazon today reached a deal with the publisher Hachette. The fight was over ebook sales. Amazon wanted lower prices. Hachette did not. The new contract takes effect early next year, and Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, joins us to talk about it. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what do we know about the terms of this? I know they're not telling us a whole lot just yet.
This was a fight about price and share. That is, who controls the price of books and what share does each party, Amazon, the publisher, and the author, get? And as you said, we don't know the specific terms of the new deal, but the upshot is that Hachette gets full control over ebook pricing. Amazon has some specific rules in place to encourage that price to be low. Amazon wants low products on its goods so that it's the default destination for people shopping for just about anything. And Hachette titles return to normal on Amazon, and so you can expect there to be similar discounts and delivery times that other publishers have received. As for who won, which is the question I think a lot of people are interested in,
yeah.
I'm sort of testing my pundit status here. I don't know. I think we sort of need to wait to see exactly what the terms are, but it's certainly good for consumers and for writers heading into the holiday season to know that we've returned essentially to normality.
But as we know, not all writers were on the same side in this. We spoke in July to two authors with very different opinions about this dispute. Let's listen here. This is Scott Turow, who is a Hachette author.
Do we really want one company deciding what gets published and how it gets sold and how it gets promoted? That's a very frightening prospect. And yet, I think that to Amazon, that really looks like the ultimate goal.
And this is Valerie Douglas, an independent author who publishes on Amazon.
I mean, everybody knows that you've got the basic format already set up. So why does it take so much money to, you know, get an ebook? It shouldn't. All right. I generally charge about my biggest book is $4.99. And I've been able to make a fairly good living off of it for a while there.
So, Derek, not all authors on the same side of this.
Right. To Scott's point, Scott Turow's point, I think it should be said that a lot of people are concerned that Apple is monopoly right now. That Amazon is monopoly right now. Amazon is not a monopoly. It is 40% of the new book market. It is, I think, a low 60% of all print books sold online.
Hmm.
This is not a monopoly status. That being said, you know, to Valerie's point, the question is, do the publishers matter? Do we need a publishing industry? And it should be said that the publishing industry does a couple things like marketing and distribution. But one really important thing that it does is it absorbs risk. It's really risky to write a book. And the vast majority of people who are just going to write something and put it out in the world are not going to make money on it. So it's good for writers to have a middleman that's paying out advances, encouraging people to be ambitious, even if even if not enough people want to buy this book for it to make back the amount of resources that it cost. So I think that there is a place both for Amazon and for publishers in the future.
And you brought up the holiday season earlier. What does that have to do with the fact that there's a deal now after this long fight?
The holiday season for a lot of different industries accounts for between a third to half of that year's revenue. And so for a lot of books, for a lot of entertainment products, people are looking forward to the November and December months for the vast majority of these purchases to happen. And so Hachette did not want to put its writers in a position where their best books, their best work was not going to be in place for people to buy it for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa gifts. So I think we knew that there was an expectation that this deal would happen around this time. And I think that it sets up both writers and consumers for a happy holiday season.
I was in an airport yesterday and I walked past a store and I heard them playing Let It Snow or something. I couldn't believe we were already here.
Christmas creep.
It's here. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.